Hello, everybody. This is Joseph P. Farrell with news and views on Thursday, April 18th, 2024. We've just had a bit of what I consider confirmation. But before we get to that, let's remember, tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. U.S. Central Time, we do have our final vid chat of the month of April in 2024. Please remember to get all of your questions and comments in by no later than 10 o'clock U.S. Central Time tonight. We may have a possibility of some severe weather today. I am not canceling the vid chat tomorrow because the weather is supposed to move out. But please remember that severe weather in this part of the country may mean power outages due to lightning strikes or other reasons, and those power outages may go on for a while. So if I don't show up in the vid chat tomorrow, usually I show up in the chat room before we actually start the vid chat itself. So if you don't see me tomorrow after a certain amount of time, chances are that maybe we did have some weather and I had a power outage for whatever reason. But other than that, I am planning to be there tomorrow. Remember, these are our new format vid chats where we will talk for about 3 hours, no more, no less. So get your questions and comments in under the new format as early as possible, because we are taking the questions and comments in the order that they're received, which means inverting the order that appears in the comments box, and we're going up rather than down. So please remember to get your comments and questions in by 10 o'clock tonight. Now, I said we have confirmation. Just, and I mean literally, just as I was sitting down to record a news and views on a different topic, I received an email from one of our regular readers and contributors, KM, who sent me along a very short article in the Daily Star that tends to confirm what I've been arguing for some time. And in fact, for years, all the way back to George Ann Hughes's Bite Show, that if we kept prodding the Russian bear, eventually all of our Western tricks of the trade, our regime change covert operations, our non-government organizations, our drones and our assassinations and all of it, the whole covert operations panoply that the West has used to stir up global trouble and unrest for the past few years, was going to come unraveled because it was a game that more than just the West could play. And in fact, I've been warning that if there is any power in the world that would be willing to play that very same game, it would be Russia. For one very important reason that we tend to forget. And again, this is a typically Western attitude. But the reason is that Russia is Orthodox. And if you know anything about the Orthodox world, its history, its association for many centuries with the East Roman or Byzantine Empire, the reasoning or the cultural attitude of that civilization type was that it was much better to resort to things like assassinations or palace coups or what have you, rather than to have to use the expedient of all-out war against an opponent who you wanted to follow a particular policy. And this attitude was certainly inherited by Russia. So I pose the following question to you. If you could avoid World War III by a well-placed palace coup or an assassination by drone or two, what would you do? Well, the answer in Russia's case is you would do it. And I've been arguing for quite some time that Russia was about ready to take the gloves off against all Western leaders involved in establishing the policies and agendas that have led to this proxy war, utilizing the Ukraine as the cat's paw to keep Russia engaged in a war it didn't want. I've been warning that the leaders of the West were themselves particularly vulnerable, and you'll recall that in the last week or so, I've done blogs, I've done another news and views about the statement of the previous Russian president, Dmitry Medvedev, who has pointed out that none of the old immunities apply anymore. In other words, the way I'm reading that is Russia's telling the Western leadership, if you continue these covert operations against us, we will no longer consider you immune from covert operations in response. In other words, Russia was telling the Western leadership, be prepared for us to target you personally if we determined that you were involved in acts of terrorism against the Russian state and or people. It's the same rules the United States has been using ever since 9/11 in its so-called rules-based order. And Russia is simply saying that, okay, we're going to play by the same rules. Now, thus far, this has been pretty much a hypothetical. Medvedev, however, recently gave a speech in which, and the speech is very, very significant. I hope everybody reads it. But in the speech, he also referred to the Russian Ecumene. And folks, this term, when I read it by a high-ranking Russian government official, sort of made my blood run cold, because that term is a specific ecclesiastical term coming out of the era when the Ecumene referred to the five patriarchates of the Catholic and Orthodox Church: Rome, Constantinople, Antioch, Jerusalem, and Alexandria. That basically was the Ecumene. Ecumene could be translated as Christendom, so long as you understand that the way that the Orthodox used the term, and apparently are using it again, refers to that part of the world that is culturally Eastern or Russian Orthodox. So that is Medvedev's way of also saying Russia is stepping back into its role as the great power protector of Orthodox Christianity. This is going to have huge implications, folks, in the Middle East and elsewhere in Africa. And ultimately, it will have an impact on what goes on in North America. Now, that's the context in which I want to read this short article that KM, and our thanks to KM for sharing this article. I want to read this article because I think now we can safely say that we may have had the first bit of confirmation that my interpretation of the statements of the Russian leaders over the past few years may be, in fact, finally coming true. The article appeared in the United Kingdom's Daily Star. It's very short. I'll read the whole thing. And the title, the headline of the article, is, quote, "Man charged with helping Russians facilitate President Zelensky assassination attempt," unquote. And here's the article. The man, known only as Pavel K., was found trying to help facilitate the assassination of the Ukraine's president, as well as gathering intelligence about one of Poland's key airports. A Polish national has been arrested after being found to have tried to facilitate the assassination of the Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky. Known only as Pavel K., the Polish National Prosecutor's Office has announced that the man was arrested in Poland and has been charged with his readiness to act for foreign intelligence against the Republic of Poland. It has also been claimed that the man was tasked with getting military intelligence for Russia about the security at Poland's Rzeszowska Jasionka Airport, and I'm sorry to my Polish listeners for probably butchering that pronunciation, and to help plan an attack on Zelensky. A spokesman said, quote, the findings of the investigation show that the suspect, Pavel K., declared his readiness to act for the military intelligence of the Russian Federation and establish contacts with citizens of the Russian Federation directly involved in the war in the Ukraine. His tasks included collecting and providing the military intelligence of the Russian Federation with information on the security of the airport. This was, among other things, to help Russian special services plan a possible attack on the life of the head of a foreign state, the president of the Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky. The Office of the Prosecutor General of the Ukraine forwarded the information about the possibility of a crime being committed by Pavel K. to the Polish prosecutor's office. Then, during the investigation, key evidence in the case was obtained from the Ukrainian side as part of legal assistance. And that's the end of the story. Now, I suspect that, yes, we're seeing the first little sign of confirmation that the order has gone out to take out various Western leadership by one means or another. In this case, you'll notice that there was intelligence being gathered by an individual, and that intelligence probably to plan an assassination. But that assassination, we're not told much else about what the plan may have been, or even if they know what the plan was. All we know is that there appears to have been a Russian attempt to set up planning for an assassination attempt. Now, I strongly suspect that there's a hidden implication of what we're reading here. And here's where my high-octane speculation of the day comes in. We assume that as a result of the collapse of the Soviet Union and the end, so to speak, of the Cold War, which really never ended, we just had a regime change in Moscow, I suspect that what we're looking at is, while all of those Cold War intelligence networks that used to be part of the Warsaw Pact were allowed to lie fallow and moribund for many years, I suspect that what you're also looking at is the attempt of Russian intelligence to use the remaining contacts, perhaps with the families of those intelligence services of the Warsaw Pact and so on and so forth. In other words, what we're also looking at here, and I think this is a very important point to take away from this article, what we're also looking at here is the attempt of Russia to revive or revivify or create new networks out of those old Cold War networks. So in other words, I suspect that we're also looking at a tremendous ratcheting up of the human intelligence aspects of Russian foreign and domestic intelligence. That's what I suspect we're looking at. And again, note, for the purposes of what the Russians would call wet operations, or what we would call covert operations or active measures. This is exactly what's going on. And that means, folks, that I do not suspect that this story is a one-off. I suspect that we will never know the full extent of these types of operations. Every now and then, one is going to bleed through and become public like this one did. But I suspect that this is confirmation that there's now a full attempt by Russia to revive a lot of those human intelligence Cold War networks and that everybody that Russia determines has been involved in the planning, the financing, the execution of that terrorist attack, no matter how high they may go, is now considered a worthwhile target. And they're going to gather as much intelligence on how to take out those targets and the most efficient means of doing so as they can. That's my high-octane speculative guess of the day. So that's it for today's news and views, folks. Don't forget, we have the vid chat scheduled for tomorrow at 2 p.m. I may be in the chat room a little early just to get everything set up and so on and to make sure that people know that I'm there, provided we don't have any sort of power outage. It's not looking right now too promising for any storms. In other words, it's very nice out right now. I'm not expecting, they're not talking on the weather reports that the weather's going to become severe. So I think we managed to dodge a bullet, but cross your fingers. We got to get through the cold front that's moving through without any severe weather. So hopefully tomorrow we'll see you for the vid chat. Until then, bye-bye, everybody. Keep the powder dry, and we'll see you on the flip side.